You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, last night in Phoenix we discussed the Islamic calendar. Tonight our topic is, what are the significant events that took place in our golden history during this month of Muharram? Why do we study history, brothers? We learn history so that we will be inspired for the future from the lessons of the past. Why do we study history? So that we do not commit the same mistakes in the future of the past. Why do we study history? Our Islamic history is something unique. It's not written in black and white. It's written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i Rabbani, the ulama-i Haqqani, the true scholars of Islam, and the red blood of our shuhada and our martyrs. So that is what makes our Islamic history so unique. So let us start from the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. He became the Khalifa after the demise of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an. And that was in Jumad al-Akhirah, in the 13th year of the Hijrah. When he became Amirul Mu'mineen, he started crying, weeping, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah. For you, the ulama and people who know the Arabic language, you should read Akhbar-e Umar by Allama Tantawi rahimahullah. It's a masterpiece, mashallah. Sayyidina Umar speaking to Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, Allahumma inni da'ifun. Ya Allah, I'm weak, Ya Allah. What can I do on my own? Faqawwini, give me strength, Ya Allah. Allahumma inni ghalidun. Ya Allah, I'm hard and harsh. Falayyini, make me soft, Ya Allah. I have to deal with millions of people. Allahumma inni bakhilun. Ya Allah, I'm stingy. And you make me fasakhini, magnanimous, that I can become an asset to the whole humanity. Lo and behold, what happens? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda is that personality that Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, what Umar said on the farsh, he would send from the arsh. That is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, waafaqtu Rabbi fi thalath. Three places I suggested to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should do it this way. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, I have to wait for revelation. Lo and behold, the revelation came according to the suggestion of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Allama Suyuti rahimahullah writes in Al-Itqan fi Ulum Al-Quran, 22 verses were revealed according to the opinion and suggestion of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu. This is starting. His ending also mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Imam Bukhari wrote the whole chapter on the wafat of Umar radiallahu anhu. He used to cry, he used to petition Almighty Allah, Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Waj'al mawti fi baladi rasulik. Let me pass away in the city of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So mashallah, all that happened. He passes away in the ending of the 23rd year of the Hijrah. And remember Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, whose name was Fayruz, he stabbed him with a dagger. And if you go to Iran, in the place called Kashan, you will see the Shias. The Kuffar, they built a shrine. I was there in 2013. On the 5th of Rabiul Awal, and I visited the shrine from outside, there they've got written Baba Shuja'uddin. So what happens after that? First incident. It's the first of Muharram and the year is 24. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is made the Khalifa, the Amirul Mu'mineen. Do we know who is Amirul Mu'mineen? Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that personality. He has certain characteristics and unique features. No person in the world has. From Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam's time, right till the last child to be born, for example, he married two daughters of the same Nabi, one after the other. First, he married Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha. When she passed away in the second year of the Hijrah, then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offered him, "Oh Uthman radiallahu an, marry my other daughter, Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha." Hence the title Zunnurain. It never happened in history that one person marries two daughters of the same Nabi and one after the other. So this is the distinction of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. You heard Mawlana Abdul Aziz reading now about Madina Munawwara, mashallah. So you see where the niche is, the mihrab is, the first 6-7 sufuf in Masjid Nabawi, that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu built with his own personal money. He did not go for collection and so forth, and he used everything that was expensive. People asked him, "Ya Uthman, for what is all this?" He said, "I heard the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, 'Man bana lillahi masjidan banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah.'" Hadith is authentic, Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Whosoever builds a masjid only, solely, exclusively for the love of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, Allah will grant him a palace in Jannah. So imagine. And you see, when they came to Medina Munawwara, and there was a shortage, and there was a huge shortage of water, he bought the well from the Jutla, from the Jew. He paid an exorbitant amount, and he said, "This is waqf for you, Muslim and non-Muslim. Bire Ruma." Remember all these facts here. Let us fast forward. It was a golden rule. Today, Afghanistan is daily in the news. This American, they are thugs, you must remember. They told us yesterday, day for yesterday, they killed Ayman Zawahiri. Ayman Zawahiri passed away in 2020. So he died of asthma already, we got proof of that. But now they killed because why? You must remember the voting is coming again. After 2 years they have their primaries and so forth. So that is the, anyway, that is the politics of it. So every day Afghanistan is in the news. Only two people won battles in Afghanistan. Do you know what is Afghanistan's history? Afghanistan's old name is Khorasan. 275 years ago, Ahmad Shah Abdali, he changed the name to Afghanistan. And study the history of Afghanistan, and you will know nobody beat the Afghans except the Sahaba radiallahu anh. In time of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anh, he conquered a portion and a part of it. And during the time of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh, whilst he was ruling from 41 to 60, he conquered other parts and portions of Afghanistan. Then the British came thrice, they lost. And remember, the Russians came, they lost. Americans came, and you know what a hiding they got. They had to put their tails between their legs and leave. So this is Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his contribution to the Ummah, many others as well. But during his time, there was a turning point. What was the turning point for you ulama and students? There is a book called Rijalul Kashi. Rijalul Kashi, Kashi is a place in Iran. So Rijalul Kashi is a biography, is a dictionary of the Rijal, of the name of the narrators. Shia book. In there it's written, remember that the founder of Shia Azam was Abdullah bin Sabah. He was a Jew. He came from Yemen and he came to Medina Munawwara. Outwardly, superficially, he said he's embracing Islam, but he had the hidden agenda, ulterior motive. You know, many people will say that we are true Muslims and express their love, but deep down they have a hidden agenda and ulterior motive. So slowly, slowly he started making propaganda that the rightful Khalifa supposed to be Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh, he is the son-in-law of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he belongs to the Ahlul Bayt, and remember he did this, he did this. So he had a group of followers. So this was called the first fitna in the history of Islam. First Muharram, the year 24. Now we fast forward 12 years later, 18th of Zulqa'dah, and remember, he said, Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the year from 24 to 35, so beginning 24 to end of 35, for 40 days there was siege laid around his house. The Sahaba came, let us use the army. He said, I don't want to be the first person to spill blood in Medina Munawwara. I would rather give my own life. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu would send Hassanain, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, you go and protect the house of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala. But these enemies, Abdullah bin Sabah and them, came. And thereafter, they broke through the Sahaba, and on that Friday, whilst he was fasting, and whilst reading Quran Sharif, those of you who've been to Uzbekistan, then you should go and visit the capital. And there in Uzbekistan, when you visit the capital, you will see the museum, and UNESCO has certified it, that this is the original Quran of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala an, which he was reading at the time of his martyrdom. You, my mothers and sisters, you should know his wife's name, Sayyida Naila radiallahu anha. When the enemy came inside the house, he asked them, he said, today you don't allow me to go to Masjid Nabawi, but who extended the masjid? Today you're not allowing water to come to my house, but who bought the Bire Ruma? Today you're not allowing me to do this, who did? Who gave 1,000 gold coins during the Battle of Tabuk? And the Master alayhi salatu salam was flipping it and spinning it and saying, Ma darra Uthman, ma amin. All this, Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, this is. So my brothers understand, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu's almost 12 year rule, and then he passes away, and his blood, Mubarak, spills onto the Quran Sharif. That is Sayyidina Usman, he became Khalifa on the first of Muharram. Let's quickly fast forward, make dua for them. Hazrat Sheikh Nawar Allahu Marqadahu, you met him when he came in 1981 to Stanger. So remember, we met Hazrat in Pakistan, we met him in Saharanpur, we met him in South Africa, we met him many places with Allah's help. So Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Mohana Zakariya, Sheikhul Hadith Nawar Allahu Marqadahu, in these days here, he used to read one Quran Sharif daily. People ask him, Sheikh, for what you read the whole Quran every day? He say, ye to muhabbat ka taqaza hai Ahlul Bayt ke liye aur sahaba ke liye. This is our love and affinity we have with the family of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the love we have for sahaba radiallahu anhu. We should remember these type of things. Fast forward, if you know Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam demise 11th year, Khulafai Rashidin Salasuna Sana, 30 years, so in the year 41. Then we have the Umayyad dynasty, 90 years. Then we have the Abbasite dynasty, that was approximately 90 years. We have the Umayyad dynasty, 90 years. Then we have the Abbasite dynasty, 525 years. Thereafter, we have the Ottoman Empire, Khilafat-e-Usmaniya, 640 years. Go read two people's life. Everybody going Turkey. Ask him, why you in Turkey? He said, the women are very beautiful there. Everybody goes with their own intention. You see, now it's going to check a little bit. You understand? So, we check what? That's the question, my brother. Who studied the history of Turkey and studied the 640 years Ottoman Empire? Two people, you must never forget their rule. Suleiman Kanuni, he drew up the constitution. Suleiman, Suleiman the Magnificent, they call him. 48 years he ruled the Ottoman Empire. Guri Sultan Abdul Hamid Jula Waqia, Sultan Abdul Hamid II, he ruled the Ottoman Empire for 33 years. It's the first of Muharram. The year is 1900 and they start building the railway lines. From Medina Munawwara, right to Biladu Sham, right to Damascus, Syria and all these places. This is what the Ottoman Empire did, what the Saudi Zalims could not do for century also. Now only they started the train system. So understand what was contribution. 9 years it took them to build that railway line from Medina Munawwara to Damascus. And then when the Ottoman Empire fell, you know how it fell? Mustafa Kemal Ataturk, he ruled and he demolished and abolished the Khilafat. He died in November 1938. The last 2 years of his life, the insects and the ants were coming out from his body. He said, no Adhan in Arabic, no Salat in Arabic, women wear miniskirt. Last 2 years of his life, nobody would want to come near him. And when the time came, he died murtad, obviously, non-Muslim and apostate. So what happens? The land and the sand did not accept him. They had to put him in a box and they just left him there. So this awaits today's tenfold dictators and rulers, unless they make sincere tawbah publicly. Different thing. Allah ki lathi be awaz hai. So Sultan Abdul Hamid, he told the Zionists when they approached him, he said, leave Palestine. You see, the dust of Palestine, one handful also I cannot give you. You can chop me up in pieces. I will not give you even the dust of Palestine. His name is enshrined in gold, remember this. So that is first Muharram. Fast forward, 13 Muharram in the 70 of the Hijrah. So what happens is, in the 60 of the Hijrah, 1400-1500 Sahaba came with Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 6 years they didn't see the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. They were born there, they want to see the Kaaba Musharrafa. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a dream. Yes, we're going. Bukhari Sharif Hadith 1400-1500. They reach Hudaybiyah. Hudaybiyah nowadays is called Shumaysiyah, is out of the Haram. So there the non-Muslim said, you can't make Umrah and so forth. Then the peace treaty, Sulah Hudaybiyah, most of the clauses in favor of the Quraysh, of the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers. Sayyidina Umar was very upset. Allah Jalla Wala revealed the surah, Inna Fatahna Laka Fatham Mubina. So you will find this is a blessing in disguise. This is Zulqa'dah, the 60 of the Hijrah. Go to Muharram and it's the 7th year. Wa Asabahum Fathan Qariba. This is Asabahum Fathan Qariba. 7th year, lo and behold, 150 kilometers away from Medina Munawwara, and it is the 13th of Muharram, 7th year after the Hijrah. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam with 1600 Sahaba and the Jutlas, the Jews, were there. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, tomorrow, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, I'm giving la'utiyanna raya, I'm giving this flag and banner tomorrow to that person, yuhibbullaha wa rasoola, wa yuhibbuhullahu wa rasooluh. He loves Almighty Allah Jalla wala, and he loves Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Almighty Allah loves him, and I, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love him. Every sahabi said, Sayyidina Umar said, that day I really wanted the flag and banner. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now day in Khaybar said, Aina Ali? Where Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu? They said he's ill, he's got problem with his eyes. Call him. The Master alayhi salam took his busak mubarak, saliva mubarak, applied it. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was cured. Take this. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's title is Fatih Khaybar. Now, on that occasion, oh non-Muslims, listen to me. Today people say that Islam spread through the sword and what have you. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before the battle ensues, tells him, Sayyidina Ali, go open Bukhari and that you'll find. Ya Ali, la ayyahdi Allahu bika rajulan wahida. You go and invite them towards Islam. Any one of them embraces Islam is khairul laka min humurin na'am, better for you than all the red camels. MashaAllah, we in mountain rise. You will see a red Ferrari, a red Porsche, and a red Lamborghini, and a lot of red cars, you know. So it's better than all the Mercs and Cadillacs and all the Rolls Royce put together. So that is the meaning in this day and this age. So that is Islam. We don't go to war. We first invite you. But the Jutlas would not listen. So what happened was that now in those days they were single duel. Sayyidina Ali came out and the Jewish warrior came out was a master. Marhab his name. Marhab. Single duel. Sayyidina Ali finished him up in few seconds. So he won, Sayyidina Ali. I went to Khaybar also. You should go when you go for Umrah. When you go there, you will see big, big forts there. Up to this day, there was one fort nobody could penetrate. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is called Haydar al-Qarraf. Haydar, he's the lion of Islam. So remember, he goes, and that fort's name is Qamus. And when he goes there, he smashes the door and everything. And then victory came to the Muslims. Muslims lost 15 men there, Sahaba radiallahu anhu shuhada, and the Jutlas, the Jews, lost 90. Till today, how this incident inspires the Muslim. 7th year after Hijrah, 13th of Muharram, 7th year after Hijrah, the Battle of Khaybar, when we see our flowers, like this Rehan's age and this children's age here, mashallah. So I saw so many times in Palestine, occupied Palestine, Al-Ardul Muhtalla, we say now. So what happens? That our flowers, they go with Iman in their heart, stones in the hand. And the Jutla army is there, head to toe, they covered, bulletproof, jeeps, bulletproof guns and what they have. And these children go, and they have their slogan, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. Remember Khaybar, remember. Remember Khaybar, O Jutla, O Jews. Today we are the children, the army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we come in to liberate Palestine once more. Where do the women say? What the men say? Biddam biruh nafdika ya Aqsa. With our blood, with our life, we will give for you, O Aqsa. We will never allow them to take this over. They saw around them, wailul lil Arab. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith mentioned in Sahih Muslim, woe and destruction to the Arabs. And you can see what is happening today. I mean, if a person can't see it today, then you must be blind really. How the Arab leaders, I don't speak of the masses and public, how they are selling Islam. Today the news broke that Morocco is going to build a full-time proper embassy there for them, for the Jutlas in Morocco. So these are so-called Muslim leaders. We don't consider them to be Muslim. So that is how the hadith is applicable now. Wailul lil Arab. So let's fast forward now. Mustafa, today you get the Shias and some non-Muslims. They say, Muharram, no, you can't get married and so forth. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Sayyida Safiya binti Huyay radiallahu anha during the month of Muharram, after the battle of Khaybar and so forth. So who's there to tell us we can't get married? Anytime you want to get married, now you want to get married, on Ashura day you want to get married. So it's all permissible, no problem with that. So let's fast forward. Remember on the 10th of Muharram, you heard from many ulama, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu was martyred in one of the talks. I'll speak about it in detail. But briefly, I've been there in 2000. I went to Iraq. I went to Maidan et Tufuf. It is the Maidan. And there Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was there with his family. Hazrat Zainul Abideen was there, his beloved son. Sayyida Fatima al-Kubra radiallahu anha is his mother. Sayyida Fatima al-Sughra is his daughter. So you should know this, inshallah. Mohan Abdul Aziz and Dr. Umar, Hafiz Umar, I'll give them the notes, inshallah. So in Durban, I'll give it out there. So I brought the notes word for you for references. So Sayyida Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Maidan al-Tufuf, when he realizes that the Shia, they have backstabbed him, they were traitors. I'm reading to you just one, two texts for you to understand what really happened in Karbala. So, I'm reading the text from the Shia Kitab. إن الإمام حسين عليه الصلاة والسلام دا رفع يديه ودعا على شيئته اللهم إن متعتهم إلى حين ففرقهم فرقا ولا ترضى الولاة عنهم أبدا. He, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, who raised his hands Mubarak in Karbala, he cursed the Shias. وَدَعَى عَلَى شِيَأَتِهِ. And he said, Ya Allah, if you give them long life, then make them into splinter groups. You don't see what's happening in Iran and Iraq, in these places, Lebanon. So I've been to all these countries with Allah's help, and you will see how they behave and carry on. So you know, Allah Ta'ala, Ashura, they whipped themselves and hit themselves. The bad dua of Sayyidina Hussein, not our books. Sheikh Mufid writes in Al-Irshad, it's their book. The Shia book, not our book. Hazrat Zainul Abideen is the beloved son of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. He's an eyewitness to the martyrdom of his father. And he survived. He was very ill. He couldn't participate. So they left him there in the camp in the tent. He addressed them, the Shia, and said, Akhastumul ahada wal misaq, you took from my father a covenant, 20,000 of you, and summa taraktumu wa khazaltumu, and then you left my father and forsake him. بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ. How will you face the Master صَلَّى اللَّهُ. Today we got people are not prepared to say Shias are non-Muslim. How will you face the Master عليه السلام. How will you face Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anhu. Think properly. That's the question as Zainul Abideen asked them. وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ. And he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will tell you tomorrow on the day of justice. قَاتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي. You murdered my nawasa. You murdered my sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my grandson. And what you did, وَانْتَهَكْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي. That our exalted rank of the Ahlul Bayt, you desecrated it. فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. That our kitab. Al-Ihtijaj. Ihtijaj is written by Tabarsi. When I was there in Dalum, Newcastle, so I used to tell Mawlana Qasim Sema, rahimahullah, Allah give him Jannat. So Mawlana was good, a great alim and good person. I said, Mawlana, we must write to all these places. Mawlana make DG, all he forgets. So I said, now leave Mawlana, I'll write on my own. So I had to write to Iran, Abdul Qadir Husseini. So they were sure that this is a Shia, you see. So they used to send me a lot of books. I used to tell them, send me in Arabic, Urdu, English, don't send Farsi. Farsi, we forgot everything. We only knew 5 words, so that also we forgot also. So anyway, so they used to send me. I brought it with me. So remember, there's a book called Al-Imam Zainul Abideen by Muassasatul Balagh from Iran. In there also this incident is written, if you want the reference of it. Hazrat Zainul Abideen, the beloved son of Sayyidina Hussein, telling the Shia, فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. You don't belong to this ummah. Sayyida Fatima Sughra, the beloved daughter of Sayyidina Hussein, she's an eyewitness to Karbala. What happened there? She told them after the martyrdom of her father, تَبَّلْ لَكُمْ وَلَعَنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala decimate, destroy you, and Allah's curse be upon you. So why you did? You killed my father yesterday, you killed my grandfather also. She said them, today you killed my father, كَمَا قَتَلْتُمْ جَدِّي بِالْأَمْسِ. You know what they said? This is not our books. Tabarsi writes in Al-Ihtijaj. They read poetry. The Shias read poetry. قَوَتَلْنَا عَلِيًا وَبَنِي أَلِيٍّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَةٍ وَرِمَاحِ. Yes, we martyred Sayyidina Ali, Allah forbid. Yes, we martyred Sayyidina Hussein, Allah forbid, radiallahu anhu. بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَةٍ وَرِمَاحِ. We used the swords and the spears made in India. So bigger evidence than this, what you want, the confession from their side. So 10th Muharram, that occurs. Fast forward. 16th Muharram, in the 16th year of the Hijrah, Sayyida Maria Qibtiya. She is the mother of Ibrahim, the son of Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, Ibrahim, passes away when he's 18 months old. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tears rolling down, wa aynahu tazrifan. Sahaba said, wa anta ya Rasulallah, you also crying. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is rahmah. When you cry, I just entered the masjid, Qari Abdul Rauf, our Imam Ustad here. So mashallah from Mauritius, he said his mother, 96 years old, passed away. Allah grant her the natural firdaus. And all our parents and marhumin who passed away on Iman, Islam, Allah grant them all Jannat will fill it. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was weeping. Then what he said, wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun ya Ibrahim. Oh Ibrahim, I can't walk with you now. I can't talk to you now. And for glad tidings for him, for Ibrahim. You know where Ibrahim is buried? See, our problem is what, you know. We go Makkah, Medina. We want to check out this and that. Where's the latest restaurant? Now they got movies there, cinemas there. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. What then, what is happening? Go study the history of Medina. When the Master alayhi salatu salam came to Medina Munawwara, then the first person to pass away after Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrah was Sayyidina Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu anhu. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sahaba, bury him here. And before burial, everything, waqabbalahu bayna aynay, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissed him on his forehead, kissed Uthman bin Maz'un. After 6-8 years or so, his beloved son Ibrahim passes away. The Master alayhi salam told them that, oh my Sahaba, you know where Uthman bin Maz'un is buried? Take Ibrahim, my beloved son, and bury him in that same grave there. So two are Sahabi and beloved son. And then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave son glad tidings. For you, O my son, la murdi'an fil jannah, there will be a foster mother for you that will breastfeed you in Jannah, because he's only 18 months old. So this happened, remember, that Hazrat Maria Qibtiyya I'm speaking about, she passed away in 16 Muharram, in the year 16 Muharram and 16th year after the Hijrah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and performed her Salatul Janazah. Go forward. We all know Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam Miladun Nabi honorable auspicious birth took place in Rabiul Awwal. This we the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah call the Irhas. Before the disk of the sun appears, this morning I was looking at it. We there by the ocean, two Indians by the Indian Ocean, you know. So before the disk appears, you see already the rays appearing on the horizon. Before a extraordinary and a great event is going to take place, a Nabi is going to be born, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe. So Almighty Allah, let extraordinary events take place. In the year 17, so it was 17 Muharram. And wulida Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam am al fil. So this was 17th Muharram. So the year of the elephant, 55 days prior to the Milad and honorable birth and auspicious birth of the Master alayhi salam, you went for Hajj, you went for Umrah. So Abraha came with his big, big elephants, and between Mina and Muzdalifah, you will see even today is no man's land there. It's Wadi Muhassar, they came till there. Big, big elephants, and lo and behold, Allah sent the birds, the Ababil. وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ. We call this Irhas. Extraordinary events taking place before the Milad and before the Nubuwwat of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this happened in the 7th on 17 Muharram, approximately 55 days prior to the Milad and honorable birth of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go forward. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu warda sayfullah. If you read Mishkat Sharif, you will find one sentence there. He tells Hurmuz. Khalid bin Walid tells Hurmuz, the battle is between the Muslims, Sahaba Tabi'in. This is happening in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. It is happening in the month of Muharram. The battle of the chains is the Ghazwa and the battle of Zatu Salasil. So this side Khalid bin Walid is there. On that side Hurmuz is there. He tells Hurmuz, Inna maya qawm, with me I have people. Yuhibbun al-qatla wal-qitala fi sabilillah, kama tuhibbun al-khamar. My translation is a little bit different for this. That he told them that we have people. We love to dice with death. We like to give our life for Almighty Allah. The word khamar is used for alcohol, but to rhyme it we say, how you love your wine and your swine. You see what's happening today, there in America, and that first they had COVID, then Corona, now monkeypox, then next one will be donkeypox and all these things. They just make us idiots, you know, and this type of thing. So today I see messages coming, big, big lines and queues in San Francisco. You, Dr. Yushman Sivaredi, that everybody waiting for vaccine. So I told Jutlas, you took two vaccine and then two boosters. I'll send one rooster for you from here. And still they dying and all this type of things. So anyway, the point I want to make, now understand this battle took place in the 12th year of the Hijrah, and the month is Muharram. Khalid bin Walid, that side, this side, the Persian Empire. And Persian, 100,000 plus Muslims were much less than that. They chained themselves up, so they couldn't run away from the battle. That is the enemies. Therefore, it's called Zatu Salasil. So now the battle has to start. This side Khalid radiallahu anhu, that side Hurmuz. Hurmuz was world renowned. Nobody could beat him. But this is Saifullah. So they are going with the swords. But Khalid radiallahu anhu got the upper hand, but couldn't finish him off. So Hurmuz told him, okay, let's have a wrestling match. But he told his chaps that once you see I got him, you must come in and finish him off. You know, treachery. So anyway, all this happened. He made some secret sign. So when Khalid bin Walid and he, they finished the duel with the swords, they went wrestling. Khalid bin Walid caught him in a tight place. Now his people want to come, but they know they won't be able to finish Khalid. The Hurmuz will get injured or get killed. So lo and behold, that Khalid radiallahu anhu pressed more and more, and then these people were coming nearer and nearer. Qa'qa. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ قَعْقَى. Do you know who's قَعْقَى? Peter, what's your age? How old you are? 7. MashaAllah. What's your name? Umair. MashaAllah. So there is a 7-8-year-old youngster, remember in Palestine, 1992 we were there. He was قَعْقَى. So I used to tell our satis, our companions, today if you keep the name Ka'aka, our people in South Africa, they will make Ka'aka. Because we don't understand our history. Ka'aka came to the rescue of Khalid radiallahu anhu. He finished them up. Khalid stood up, took his sword and planted it straight into Hurmuz and dispatched him to Jahannam. So then the army saw that their leader is gone. So lo and behold, another victory for him, for Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. When we were in Palestine, 1992, we were 15, 16 ulama were invited. We're still under apartheid. So we're coming back the next day. So I told Kaka, young boy like this. So I was facing Masjid al-Aqsa, he was facing me. I told him, Kaka, we're leaving tomorrow or 2 days' time. Come, we take you with. We'll admit you into the school. Morning, afternoon, you go madrasa. 8 saal ka bacha. 7 saal ka bacha. 8-year-old, 7-year-old, he turns around and points to Aqsa, Sheikh, you're speaking Arabic, obviously. So I say, you're speaking of your Junubi Africa. If I live here, who will look after Aqsa Mubarak? You see, brothers. Man, you can't look after our masjid properly. I mean, let's be honest about this. So we all need to understand the need of the hour. We have to protect the Haramain Sharifain at all costs. The enemies are inside. You have to protect Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak. You have to protect all the masajid throughout the world. Remember today, the LGBTs want to have a program in the masjid. Now imagine when I went to Canada, they told me, I'll take you to one masjid. That guy, he saw, you know, I make one to joke. He said, come, I take you to one masjid. So I asked him, where you want to take me? He said, I take you to the gay mosque. So I told him, when an imam goes in ruku, what happens? You see, if you want to play, then we play. We also got AK-47, you know. So this type of things here. So you must remember this type of things here, shaitans. So all this nonsense, you come and you want to come tell me, is Islam all these things here? So my brothers, my final message to you is this. Study any month of Islam and go and see what significant events took place and great, great events. You read anyone that Sayyidina Hussein, I just touched on it, you must remember. Then you study about other martyrdom, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman and so many. Read, this is called Tasrihul Aqaid. You must get your foundation correct. Today our foundation is shaking already. If you ask our people, remember that what happened 10 Muharram, they will hardly speak what happened during Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam's time, and how the Pharaoh drowned and what have you and so forth. We went to the Pharaonic Museum there in Cairo, and his body is there. If you go to the Pharaoh's body and his mummified, you will see the tip of the nose here is cut. They say one fish came and said, Pharaoh, let me check your nose, how's it? He just took a little bit, tasting it a little bit, you know. They say, don't taste nice, he left it, you see. So the shaitan, you must remember, you he read, now who read? Tarisab, read our hafizab. Allah wants to show humanity. He claimed, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, I am your supreme being. Allah says, I'm going to show you a lesson for humanity and posterity. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنَ خَلْفَكَ آيَةٌ. We're going to preserve your body so that it will be a lesson for all the tenpot dictators to come and so forth. So when we went there, the lady guide, she's taking us around, you know, Cairo. So she said, this one here, 5,000 years, that one, 7,000 years. So before she could go next one, I shouted, 8,000 years. She looked and gave me a dirty look, but she said, you know, big guy, she just kept quiet and all this. Guy. So anyway, they just take chances and that, how old, who knows how old, they just tell us this. And my message to you, brothers, ending is this, we're ending now, time is up, we have to return to the studios, it's three stations with Allah's help, rectify your belief. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim Sahih hadith, who is Sayyidu Shuhada, the greatest martyr for all time, all places, is who? Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. So we must protect, preserve and propagate the correct belief of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We are not here to bootleg anybody. No person, no organization, no politician, no government. That is what Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah stands for. You speak of Sayyidina Hussein. Sayyidina Hussein said, I will give my life, but I will not allow Nana's religion to be changed. Go study Mustada Ahmad. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. He learned 13 ahadith from his beloved Nana Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was only 8 years old when the master passes away. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is only 7 years old. He learned 8 ahadith from Nana Jan from Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many ahadith you learned? Think about all this. So understand our love for Almighty Allah, unlimited. Our love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unlimited. Our love for Ahlul Bayt, integral part of our faith. Our love for each Sahaba, compulsory. Namus Sahaba ka tahaffuz karna wajib hai. It's compulsory. We love the awliyaullah and we follow the Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, four schools. So protect, preserve and promote and propagate that. May Almighty Allah reward our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his capital group. Allah Ta'ala reward our Dawood Munli, our engineer, our Mohan Abdul Aziz, Mohan Bamji, and all of you, the trustees. We don't know who's who also. But Jazakallah khairan to all of you. Tomorrow, inshallah, we will be there in Masjid Mahmood, there in Clear Estate. The two brothers are there, Maulana Badats. Yesterday they sent me a message. They say, what you want with your tea? I say, I only landed in Durban and you're asking me what I want. So people, you know, do something for deen. Allah will bring dunya at our feet also. Allah Jalla Wala protect us, make our khatima on iman. Come, we make sure dua for everybody, inshallah. I believe you've got water problems here also. You've got huge water problem.
Some areas.
Yesterday I was there in Phoenix, the one Maulana came to me, he said his brother is there in Port Alfred. So he says 3-4 days they don't have water, and end of the month the bill come, the water bill is more than the electricity. So what you call? DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, and ANC, and no current. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين اللهم احفظ بلاد
الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين. اللهم في مرضانا مرضى المسلمين ورحم موتانا موت المسلمين. اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس الأعلى يا رب العالمين. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله. آمين.